Gittenberg Zayin Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah is going to say that a person who is in a state of temporary insanity has a din of a shoytel l'sho. The halacha is that if he's mitzava a shliach to write and give a get l'ishtei, the shliach is not a shlichus. Same way a shoytel can't be koine, makne, he also can't be megarish, and he also can't be memane a shliach l'garish. The way the Mishnah says it, as somebody who is in a state of temporary insanity, we have our own ways, bizman hazeh, a person's mental illness, and temporarily he's not taking his pills, b'chadoyme. But b'loshna Mishnah, it's misha ochze kudiyokus. Somebody who it chapped him, an illness called kudiyokus. Kudiyokus is some type of machla, mental illness, of somebody who drank yayin chodosh, and because of that, there's some type of shade that got into him. There's a whole discussion over here in the Gemara, a fascinating discussion. The Gemara goes to different machlas with different refuahs for that machla. The machlas we don't understand, the refuahs we don't understand. There's a whole world of medicine that we don't understand. The same way there's natural medicine that we don't understand. There's medicine over here, which is mental illnesses. There's also different types of depression and insanity that we don't understand. What the Gemara says, Lagabi, this specific Ochse Kudiyokus, is that what he would have to be fed, he would have to be fed meat, Boso Kochush, lean meat, that was roasted, Algabi Cholim, and he would have to drink wine that's Mozuk Bahar Bemayim, and that would take away, take out this Machla. Binishvid, the Halach over here is Klo, there is a Shaita Lashah, the Halach is Lama Klo. Omar Kisvu Get Li'ishti. But what happens, let's say he said Kisvu get l'ishti, and he was a bardas, so he could write a get, he could give a get. V'achos l'kudiyakus, and now he temporarily is a shaitan. V'chos avomar al tichtevu. And then he went back and he said, al tichtevu, ein dvar v'achreinim klom. His bittel now in a state of shtus, is not a bittul, and maybe you could be semich on the minu shlichus that was there like a tchilo. The fact that it was mabatul b'shas shus shtusa is nothing. Nishtatik. What happens if somebody achmon al son is paralyzed? He had a stroke. Va'omru loy nichtev get lishtecha. He can't talk. And they asked him, should we write a get lishtecha? Somebody is injured badly. He can't talk, but he's able to communicate. V'hir kin roshi, he's able to nod his head. To just be samech one time nodding his head on a dovah chomer of an eshes ish, that we won't be samech, but if you test three times, that's machzik, that the simon that he's making is communicating, and he's saying that that's a minish lichus. It doesn't have to be verbal. It has to be verbal in the sense that it has to be clear, but it doesn't have to be verbal mitzad hilchus diburim. We're not learning mitzachs nedarim. Minish lichus could be even with a sign. Vim oma alav lav al hein hein hare elu yichtuvu v'yitnu. This was all part of the bedika that they have to get a clear affirmation that a yes is a yes and a no is a no, and he's bedaita enough to be able to signal that. Now let's just go back and explain one thing. What the Mishnah says that if he was a shoita after the tziva was kedin because it was b'shas that he was shofu, he was a bardas, and then he was nishtata, it was also kadiyokus. This that we say that ein dvar v'achreinim klum just means that the bittel that he said now al tichtevu is not valid. So mele bleibs aminu shlichus, but avad you can't write the get b'shas shtusoy. A get that's written b'shas shtusoy, the loshon of the Rambam is hareze posel. Hareze posel, generally speaking, in the Rambam means that it's a posel midrabbanon. Ein ze get. Or any klum means it's not a get. Loshon the Torah over here is that misha nosan get bishvil somebody who's a shoyter right now, even though the minu is a good minu, is any klum. The get is nothing. That the get is bottle mina Torah. So the mefarshim nemon that's a machlokes the Rambam the Torah whether a minu shlichus that was done kedin, but now you want to give b'shash tusoy. The shliach wants to give to write and give the get b'shash tusoy. Can you? Midaraisa, according to the Rambam, it sounds like you could. According to the Torah, it's invalid. In Kuf Pei Gimel, understands that this is a fundamental machloikis, begidre shlichus, which we've discussed before. is the shliach just doing the maisa of the mishaleach, v'harei the mishaleach is a shoita. So well, the shliach can't be better than the mishaleach. Right now the mishaleach is incapable of giving a get, the shliach can't be better. Or no, shlichus of a get is not that the shliach is doing the maisa of the mishaleach. It's more than that. The mishaleach gives over the koyach legarish, the power of attorney to actually create gerish, belongs to the shliach. He's bekoyach to be megarish. If he's bekoyach to be megarish, then it makes sense that he should be able to be megarish even when the mishalech is a shayti. Now he has an independent koyach legarish. That's the shita of the Rambam. This is where the ktois learns. However, that leads us to another question. The basic assumption, whether it's deraisa derabonon, is that there's a problem with the shlichus, with the get being written. Frekzach hashayla bishlam the nesina. Nesina definitely needs a maisa of the Baal, and without shlichus, that maisa is invalid. There's no venosa. However, we explained before in Perek Vov that shlichus on ksivas aget is not clear. It's a machlekes, different rishonim in the second perek. We've discussed it a few times. And if you hold that a get has to be written b'shlichus habal, he has to write it, or his shlich has to write it mikoychoi, so then fine. When the Baal is nishtata, the shlichus is no good, and the get can't be written. But according to the Shita, according to the Rishonim that hold, that the shlichus is not real shlichus, it's just that the get has to be written l'shma. So what's the problem with the husband's shaita? Why can't the get be written b'shas shtusoy, and then it can be given b'shas shipusoy, when he returns to normalcy? The Achronim explain that even if you hold that the get can be written without shlichus, but it has to be a get that's written and created with the ability to be given over, because of anosa. Memela, if the get was written at a time when it's impossible to give, because he's not a bardas that can give a get, then the etzem ksivas a get is possible. If the nesina toignisht, then the ksiva is invalid, and the ksiva can't be done. Therefore, there's no vikosav, there's no venosa. Mishnah base. Omru loy. They asked him, nichtav get lishlecha, should we write a get lishlecha? Maybe it's going a similar case to what we had in Mishnah Aleph, where he's nishtatik. Over there, you have to be boidik. He doesn't say verbally to write, because he can't. He's nishtatik. He was paralyzed. He's a bardas, by the way. He just can't answer. So over there, you boidik him sholish b'homim. But over here, he could talk. They asked him, should we write a get lishlecha? He's not well. V'om alehem ksoivu. He said, write it. Omru l'soifer, those that asked him and were given the koyach ksoivu, say to a soifer, v'kosaf, v'le'edim v'chosmu. They appointed a soifer to write. They appointed edim to sign. Aval pishe ksovu v'chosmu v'nosnu loy. They wrote, they created a perfectly l'chayra kosher get. V'nosnu loy, they give it to the Baal. V'chosav v'nosnu loy, he gives it to her. So l'chayra, that means he's along with the process. The problem over here is that he told them, ksoivu, you should write. That's a Loshna Kpeda. We have these halachs in Mishnah Vav. This is mentioned over here, Agav Mishnah Aleph, like we said. That even where he said, ksoivu, write it, even where he could say it verbally, since he said it, ksoivu, you should write, then you have to accept that he's doing it b'kpeda, that they have to write. The fact that they were memana of a kosav, with a v'chosam, is not good. It has to be that he said to the soifer ksoiv, and he told the edim chasoimu. He has to be maman of them. If not, he was only maman of the ones he spoke to, not the soifer and not the ones who actually signed. Therefore, even his giving is not megalal mafreya, that he really meant to be maman of them. The get was written shaloi kalocha, and even though it was given by him, it's still possible. Now, l'chayra, there's an added chiddush over here. L'chayra, when he said to them ksoivu, he was talking to three people. Because look at the Sefer, the Mishnah. We're talking about a Sefer with two Eidim. So that means that if it would have been done okay, it would have been between the three of them. One would have written and two would have signed. That would have been your three. Now, Be'emesis, then Perek Vov, we had a Machloikis between Reb Yossi and between the Messiahs of Reb Kiva, Bibes Vasurim. Whether if the koyach hagerishim was given over to a bezna, whether they could pass that koyach over to another shliach. So the Gemara says over here that this mishnah is going kedas Reb Yossi, that holds that no. Middle le mimsu, even when it was given over to three as a bezdin, And they themselves would have to write and sign the get. This is the stomius of the Mishnah over here. One last point, which is tzorach biur godl, is that the pashtus of the Mishnah is kemat muchrach, that the get has to be written b'shlichus. That's okay what the Mishnah is saying. If there's a kpeda on the ksoivu, there's no minu shlichus until the one who heard ksoivu himself writes. That means it's not enough that the husband was megaladas that he wants a get to be written for ishtoi. That would be enough for b'lishmo. It has to be that the shliach who's writing it, the one who's writing it, the soifer, is mamish shluchoi. The pashtus of the Mishnah is mashma that way. We just said a moment ago, Mishnah Aleph, that l'maisa to machlek to nushayim, to deis and teisus in the second parak. So this is something which is a tone pier. The Pnei Yeshua has a hard time with this Mishnah, biyachas to that.